Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, May 28th. Sharing the table with us in the cafe this morning, Wyman Williams, the Director of Development with the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. Birthdays, the great all-around athlete Jim Thorpe, born this day in 1888.
In 1999, a joint resolution of Congress recognized the athlete of the 20th century. It was a man today many have never heard of, an Indian from Oklahoma named Jim Thorpe.
The creator of James Bond.
James Bond.
Novelist Ian Fleming, born this day in 1907. This day in history.
Introducing the 1952, 1953, 54, 55, 56, 57, the 1958, 59, 60, 1962 Volkswagen.
We never changed the Volkswagen to make it look different, only to make it work better.
May 28th, 1937, Volkswagen is founded by the German government under Adolf Hitler. On this day in 1957, National League owners vote to let the Brooklyn Dodgers move to Los Angeles, and the New York Giants move to San Francisco for the 1958 season. Number one on the charts this day in 1961, all grown up from the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, Ricky Nelson with Traveling Man.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
On the KETR events calendar, Saturday morning at 9:30, come on out to beautiful Cooper Lake State Park and take a hike with a park ranger on the 5-mile Coyote Run Trail. This guided hike will take you through some of the Sulphur River bottoms where Native Americans and settlers once hunted and fished. Be on the lookout for wildlife tracks along the path and hear and see wildlife as they welcome you to their home. Wear hiking boots or shoes and bring a hat and water. Accessible for the visually and hearing impaired. Meet at Coyote Run Trailhead at Heron Harbor. This is Saturday morning at Cooper Lake State Park. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Wyman Williams, the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Wyman, our thought of the day is from the late Marquette University basketball coach Al McGuire, who said, "I think everyone should go to college and get a degree and then spend 6 months as a bartender and 6 months as a cab driver. Then they would really be educated."
I can't agree more.
So education did not complete when you walk across that stage with your diploma.
Everybody needs a little retail.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. All right. Well, we just recently had the reveal, as we called it, of the 125th anniversary logo and some of the other things that are going to go with that. And just from having passed through that event, looked like it was very successful.
It really was. Several hundreds of not only students and faculty and staff, but community members came out and enjoyed the reveal of a new logo that includes all six of our university's names. And as far as I know, that's the first time we've done that in an official manner since we've had an affiliation with the A&M system.
I've seen a lot of those T-shirts around.
Oh, it seems like the students really like them.
Yeah, yeah. And so you gave away several hundred T-shirts.
500, I believe.
500. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen most of them. And how is that going to be used elsewhere? Is it going to be used?
Well, those are several of our previous logos, and of course, current logos are licensed to where they can be offered to apparel manufacturers, and we hope to see a whole lot of that. Of all our logos during the 125th year of celebration.
Mm-hmm. Which is coming up this fall.
Starting in September, and it'll last till the next August. We're going to have a lot of events.
Yeah. That event was held in the amphitheater.
Correct.
And maybe the biggest event yet there. That's a really nice addition to the campus.
It is. If people haven't been to campus lately, it is just across the street from the field house. And it is what we used to call years and years ago the bowl, right near the old student center. And it's terraced, and it's in grass, and you know, it's a great place to bring folding chairs. And there's a permanent stage in the circle area down at the center of the amphitheater. Great place for events.
Mm-hmm. I think it will be used a lot more in the future. If you go way, way back, they used to have bluegrass festivals out there in the summertime.
That's
people
true.
Would sit on the slope.
Right.
But it's so much nicer now with the terrace.
Yeah, it's terraced, and it's so much easier to be on a level surface and nice grass.
Yeah, and then the permanent stage with the roof on it. Very nice venue there. And again, if you haven't seen that, you ought to have a look. Well, here's something you brought me just this morning. You told me about it the other day, and this is something that Andrea Weddle, who is with the G Library at the university, has created. But this is a video of the university's history that I suspect we'll be seeing as we move ahead into the anniversary.
Right. I discovered this after presenting to the library staff. I was told this was produced last summer. And, oh, my goodness, it's so well done. It gives highlights of each of the presidencies of our university's presidents. And it's full of information, and it takes you through 125 years of history in just over 13 minutes. And I hope it's widely distributed soon.
A lot of photographs.
Oh, yes, it's photographs that are in our archives. And, goodness, it's a good story.
And as we were saying, you may or may not, listeners, know the name of Ken Burns, but he's done some very, very famous documentaries on public TV over the years, including the Civil War series, but has a technique of making the photographs come to life, and that technique is used.
That's how it was done, and it's very well done.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Wyman Williams, who's the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. You're continuing to go out and visit with alumni groups And you say that's sort of inspiring to go out and talk to
these guys. Oh, it is. It's so much fun to talk to groups and find out that so many of the people in the group are graduates of our university but did not know the other people were. And it begins conversations that simply don't happen otherwise, and that's a lot of fun.
And what you're finding is that you use the term influence on the region.
Oh, absolutely. The 125 years of our university's existence and its influence on this actually development of this economy is sometimes not appreciated in that, you know, the first few years when Professor Mayo ran his private college, East Texas Normal College, from 1889 until 1917, there were actually over 30,000 graduates during that time. And at that time, not many people finished high school, much less college. Mm-hmm. So what an influence it was, providing mostly teachers to this region in huge numbers.
Mm-hmm. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Wyman Williams with the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.